SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the face of Republican opposition, the Senate border bill that included military aid for Ukraine and Israel has died, and a standalone Israel aid bill has failed in the House. By single vote, House Republicans failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, the White House describes the impeachment attempt as a baseless stunt.
After a few GOP House lawmakers joined Democrats to block the impeachment of DHS Secretary Mayorkas, the White House hailed it as a bipartisan vote. Spokesman Ian Sams said in a statement that House Republicans ought to realize that extreme political stunts like this are a waste of time. The GOP wanted to punish Mayorkas for his handling of the border crisis. Hours before the House vote, Republicans in the Senate withdrew their support from a bill designed to strengthen border security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump campaign says a court ruling, it denies Mr. Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for actions that were taken while he was in office, will be appealed. Also at SRNNews.com, California dealing with the devastating results of record rainfall. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
Our hillsides are already saturated, so even not very heavy rains could still lead to additional mudslides. And as always, we urge Angelenos to say, stay safe.
The audio from KABC-TV. Nikki Haley has been swamped in Nevada's symbolic Republican presidential primary. GOP voters resoundingly picked the ballot's none of these candidates option. Former President Trump did not take part. He instead will focus on tomorrow's caucuses, will actually award delegates in Nevada. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 30 points. NASDAQ futures trading 16 points higher. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple loses a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative lawmakers in Nebraska have introduced a bill that would give parents more control over their local school's library books and curriculum, and another that would allow public school students to receive credit for attending religious classes outside school. A third piece of legislation is designed to change school funding to loop in private school tuition while forbidding the state from interfering in private schools' curriculum or their beliefs. This is SRN News. The mother of a Michigan school gunman convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 deaths of four students.
The verdict makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the United States to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. Prosecutors say she had a duty under state law to prevent her son from harming others and for failing to get help for Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Craig Schilling, the father of victim Justice Schilling.
It was a long time coming, but it's definitely a step toward accountability like what we've been talking about.
Jennifer Crumbly will get credit for roughly 2.5 years in the county jail when she returns to court for sentencing on April 9th. The maximum term for involuntary manslaughter is 15 years. Sound courtesy WXYZ. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new Harvard University study finds that half of U.S. renters are paying more than a third of their income on rent. More details, SRNNews.com.